Model Test 6. Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now, listen to the passage. The increase in international business and in foreign investment has created a need for professional executives with knowledge of foreign languages and skills in cross-cultural communication. Americans, however, have not been well trained in either area and have not enjoyed the same level of success as have their foreign counterparts in international business. In many international business negotiations abroad, Americans are perceived as wealthy and impersonal. If Americans want to play a more effective role, they must make more effort to improve cross-cultural understanding. The second and third readings. You should begin writing now. The increase in international business and in foreign investment. The increase in international business and in foreign investment. Has created a need for professional executives. Has created a need for professional executives. With knowledge of foreign languages and skills in cross-cultural communication. With knowledge of foreign languages and skills in cross-cultural communication. Americans, however, have not been well trained in either area. Americans, however, have not been well trained in either area. And have not enjoyed the same level of success. and have not enjoyed the same level of success. As have their foreign counterparts in international business. As have their foreign counterparts in international business. In many international business negotiations abroad, in many international business negotiations abroad, Americans are perceived as wealthy and impersonal. Americans are perceived as wealthy and impersonal. If Americans want to play a more effective role, if Americans want to play a more effective role, they must make more effort to improve cross-cultural understanding. They must make more effort to improve cross-cultural understanding. The last reading. The increase in international business and in foreign investment has created a need for professional executives with knowledge of foreign languages and skills in cross-cultural communication. Americans, however, have not been well trained in either area and have not enjoyed the same level of success as have their foreign counterparts in international business. In many international business negotiations abroad, Americans are perceived as wealthy and impersonal. If Americans want to play a more effective role, they must make more effort to improve cross-cultural understanding. Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. That is the end of part one, dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on answer sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure the words you fill in is or are both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
Car safety. Well, good afternoon. In today's session, I will be sharing some of the findings of my project from last term. I had been interested and horrified by several newspaper reports on what people call road rage. For example, the famous incident of a man getting out of his car in a car park and hitting the driver of a van who had overtaken him earlier. So I decided to make this the focus of the project. For our research, we depended mainly on talking to individuals, asking them questions rather than using written questionnaires. Well, we found 93% of respondents had some kind of a problem. A surprisingly large percentage, 24%, had their car damaged in some way. But the main type of incident was being shouted at. 79% had experienced that. The police tended only to be informed when there was physical violence involved. So, what strategies had people developed to ensure their own safety? We found that both sexes made the point that it's much safer to get keys out well in advance as you go towards your car. Men were very aware that muggers or whatever might be concealed behind the car. They also made the point that you should leave plenty of room when you park your car so you can make a quick getaway if you need to. Finally, locking doors at all times. Besides self-protection skills, when road rage does happen at the very moment, something needs to be done. Maryland, like many other states, is working on the problem by stepping up efforts to crack down on aggressive drivers. Hefty fines for dangerous drivers and speeders are on the front line against road rage. California is approaching the problem with technology. A new automated system being installed by the state automatically takes photographs of the license plates of vehicles that run red lights. It even captures accident scenes for police review. A key factor in reversing the process is an apology. A road rager can become upset because you accidentally cut in front of him or her, or for other reasons that were not intentional. Over 85% of road ragers said that they would drop the matter if the other careless driver simply apologized. Instead, road ragers claim the careless driver seems to be unconcerned about what they just did, and therefore needs to be taught a lesson. In a car, only one method is effective in conveying an apology: a sign. We have found that it is very effective in warding off anger. In fact, many drivers actually smile when we raise a sorry sign to them after we have accidentally done something wrong. We keep a sorry sign in the map holder on the driver's door and the passenger door. It could also be kept under the sun visor if it is fastened with a clip or rubber band so that it doesn't hit you in the face when the visor comes down. To sum up, I have described the phenomenon of road rage, explained the findings of the survey, presented the strategies to ensure safety and self-protection skills. That's it for today.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear 2 conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the questions. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Hello, Jerry. You look sleepy.
Yes, I stayed up late last night. I had an exam this morning.
But research has shown that not getting enough sleep can have a negative effect on our ability to learn.
Really?
Yes. Researchers from Boston College in the USA have found the lack of sleep is a significant factor in lowering the achievement of school pupils. The findings could be relevant to any of us who are trying to learn something.
You're right.
And the most interesting fact is that it is more of a problem in wealthier countries, such as the United States, England, France, in Saudi Arabia.
You're talking about computers and TVs in their bedrooms and using smartphones?
Yes, they're tempted by all this technology instead of just getting their heads down and having a good night's sleep. The survey found 80% of 13 and 14-year-olds in the U.S. were identified by their teachers as being affected by lack of sleep. The international average was 57%.
That's a serious problem.
William Myers, principal at South River High School, says this is a challenge for teachers because if teachers don't make their classes more engaging, they would see a decline in their performance. They would see students who were sleepy, maybe heads down at the end of the day. So they have to put a lot of work into keeping students alert and excited about school.
That's quite a challenge then.
Yes, this research looked at the link between the amount students sleep and their test results. Not surprisingly, it found children with more sleep achieve higher test results in maths, science, and reading. There is a lesson there for all of us. I think I'll just shut my eyes and have 40 winks.
You mean a short, light sleep?
Yes. Scientists believe the lack of sleep causes your brain to run on empty. It struggles to absorb and retain ideas.
I feel like that now.
Besides, doctors find the lack of sleep can also lead to health problems, such as obesity, that's when someone is dangerously overweight, and to mood swings, that's changes in how someone feels or behaves. So what is the solution to all of this?
Well, the school day in some countries starts later, allowing teenagers a bit of a lie-in. And others have a break in the afternoon, like a siesta. But the real solution is for students to go to bed earlier.
This research has also highlighted another problem. Because teachers are simplifying their lessons to take account of the students who are sleepy, there's concern that pupils who are getting enough sleep are losing out in these adjusted lessons, so everyone suffers. This is the end of Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on Conversation 1.
Question 1. What is the relationship between sleeping and learning?
Question 2. Why do students from wealthy countries sleep less?
Question 3. Among 13 and 14-year-olds throughout the world, how many lack sleep?
Question 4. According to William, why is it a challenge for teachers?
Question 5. What is the real solution to or allowing students to sleep more?
Conversation 2.
Now, are the sum of the richest kids in the world and the money they're making? The current issue of People magazine features some very famous faces who are under 15 and cashed in on concert tours, movies, TV shows, and more. Julie Dane is People's senior editor. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, when you looked at some of these kids, were you amazed at the money they're making?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing like when I was a kid, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, let's get started with Miley Cyrus. I mean, this girl is a machine.
She is in the industry and to herself. And she only has the biggest kids show on cable. She has this huge concert tour. She was taking home $1 million a week. She just signed a 7-figure book deal, and this year her merchandise sales for Hannah Montana are expected to hit $1 billion.
A billion?
A billion with a B.
And she gets a percentage of that, right?
She does. She gets a percentage of it. I mean, she's really raking in it. But she does have her, you know, head on her shoulders, and her mom says that most of the money is going into an investment fund that she won't touch it until she's 18.
Wow. And where is all that, besides all that money, I mean, does she seem like she's handling this stuff okay?
She seems like an incredibly mature, grounded girl, which is great to see.
Another one of her Disney stablemates. This is such a hot band, the Jones Brothers. I mean, the Disney basically resurrected them, and now they're just pulling in the dough.
They're huge. They just signed a multi-million-dollar 2-year concert deal. They're taking in a $12 million on this concert tour among the three of them. And, you know, they're also super grounded, and they have a good family around them. They give 10% to charity. So it's a good story.
And then what cash do they have? What do they like?
They do spend money. They give their mom a really nice diamond watch. They buy new computers. And Nick, the youngest, he's 15, has just shot up $1,500 for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, let's gonna say that they're all kind of clothes horse.
Yeah, they're definitely natty dressers.
Yeah, and when you look at all these young actors, what's the common thing you see amongst them? The actors in these countrygoers.
Well, these really successful ones, like Miley and Jonas Brothers, have really good families around them, and they're clearly not in this on their own. They have families to help them along, and they seem to be totally normal kids.
Great. Well, Julie Dane, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This is the end of Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2.
Question 6. What is this interview mainly about?
Question 7. What has Miley Cyrus done?
Question 8. How did Miley handle the money she has made?
Question 9. How much did Jonas Brothers give to charity?
Question 10. What do these kids have in common?
This is the end of part 2, Listening Comprehension.